Blog Talk Radio. With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Shotgun, but we'll jump in there when the time is appointed. So we
saying y'all go out there and y'all get the young lion, look at something going on by saying, young lion, Bo Micaiah, up and come and teach y'all to count one. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that same race.
Yahweh bless you. Dear Israel. Oh,
Hallelujah. That's the young lion. You know, these young lions, they on their way. I mean, they doing all the right things, but the mother, they made it plain to them. Hey, see, let's watch them a little bit longer now.
Hallelujah.
Let's watch now. They look, they're looking good now, but let's watch them a little bit. Because one thing about it, they still a verse. I'm doing for one, a piece of deal. You know, I don't know what that verse said. But it's been clean back. I'm good for one piece of zeal there, young lion. You know, if we have God in class, there's a verse that talks about if women get hard and heavy, but if your strength is A, B, and B. Yahweh bless you there, A, B. Hallelujah. All right. It's a scripture there, Elder, that talks about when it's hard and heavy, and if your strength is in the clean bag. In Proverbs, yeah, help me out there. That's the old seer out there. That old seer every 9 days. What that verse said that I'm good for one piece of deal every 9 days. Where it said, if you faint when the time of adversity, when it's hard and heavy, and that's when you hear sounds in the background, when it's hard and heavy. What verse is that, Elder? All right. We will get that verse. I tell you what, we'll get that verse, and then we'll go.
Proverbs 24.
All right, Proverbs 24. Now, what we need out of it? Give me verse number. Give me 9 and 10 in that young lion. Then we're going to get up some loot, some math beans, and all that other good stuff for a minute. We can watch the air real carefully. We can get them out of the way. All right.
All right.
Proverbs 24. Look at 8 through 10. I'm good for one piece of zeal anyway. Yahweh be the mother. Eve, mother, Eve. Yahweh bless you, mother. I just can't walk. Hallelujah, one. All right. Now, in the 24th chapter of the book of 24th chapter, I only have no audio. In the 24th chapter of Proverbs, there, Mother Z. In the 24th chapter, well, the young lion get the microphone together. Can you tell me what's going on in 8, 9, and 10 in 24 Proverbs, Moses? What's going on that we can read in the 24th chapter? Yes, ma'am. In the 24th chapter of Proverbs, verse 8, 9, and 10. Can you get those set up? Verse 24, verse 8, 9, and 10. All right. Yeah, what do that read there, mother? See? In the 24th chapter, verse 8, 9, and 10.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, what's going on with 8, 9, and 10?
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8. He that divideth to do evil shall be called a
mischievous.
Go ahead,
then.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of a fool,
mm-hmm.
The thought of the foolish is sin, and mm-hmm. scorn and that and the scorn is an abomination to me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. If you faint, if thou faint in the day of
adversity,
thy strength is small.
Yeah, and your strength is small. See, that's why we got to try you out. See, the thing about the make sure and all the anointed leaders in all six camps, we got to make sure who you lay among you. You want to put some kind of test on them people working with and see if they're going to be ready for the battle, fit for the battle, or if they're going to always hear sounds in the background when it's hot and heavy. You know, so we got to find out all these good things, and we're going to try you, no doubt about it. We're going to see what you're made of. No doubt about it. First of all, what it says in Matthew chapter 10:19. We're going to try you. I will try you through this word. Number 10. Would you obey Yahweh or you obey material things? Oh, I don't like it to my left. I don't like this. I don't like that. What they got to do with Yahweh's word? This man tell you what to do. He was a dictator, and he will call you to the carpet on what he said, not what you would like. All right. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, what do you think?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19.
Well,
19
read. Mm-hmm.
But when they deliver you up.
When they deliver you up.
Take no thought how or what you should speak.
Mm-hmm.
For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
In the very same hour, it will give you what you say. Go ahead. Chapter 12.
Chapter 12, verse 12.
Right.
Verse 12
reads,
for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you. Now, Abel Phoebe, so in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, can you get those see out in 6, verse 1 in Galatians? Yes, because it's a style you got to have when you're dealing with Yahweh's word. And if you see them out of order, we got the what's called the card called what the card called the card called it's a card called we have it. I can't think of the word. It's not hitting me out. It's a word that we got that a card that we can. It's to our availability. It's a card. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm talking about a card that you need when you ain't got that message, take a play your card, and that card is a card of repentance. It's an ancient of old, okay, I say. But what you have is the repentance card. That's what you have for you. I don't care what you did or what you think will happen to you and whatever. That is open for you. Called the car of repentance. That's for every member of the children of Israel. That is open for you to repent. It's up to you to take it. That's on you. Now, there's the first verse where I'm going to say that. A.B. or Phoebe.
Galatians chapter
6,
verse
1. Yes, ma'am,
what
I say.
If a man be overtaken in his fault.
Yes. Yeah.
He
said, man, you that spirit. You see somebody, a man, a woman, have been taken in the fall. And you know you know that this is about this book. Go ahead, man.
Restore such as one in the spirit of meekness.
In the spirit of beating inside
the head
with a bat?
Of meekness.
Oh, of meekness. So, you know, sometimes we'll go overboard, but we got the card of repentance spirit that wants you to. They have played that card. Repentance. Then your spirit goes, okay, you have repent, whatever it is, not that I'll ever forbid it, but I know one thing. I gotta restore you back with meekness. I can't hold it over your head. Every time some come up, I'm bring that up. Every time that come up, I bring that up. No, you can't do that. Verses 5:22, A, B, or B, come up. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. See, we got to restore our brothers and sisters back, especially in fishing camps, with weakness, because we want them to go and see, can they find any ministry anywhere around the world, can I teach the fishing camps, and bring back the report, what their name, what's the name of the ministry, that can I teach the fishing camps, what is their name, what's their name, you give me the name and let me check them out. And if they do, I make sure all six morning camps get up under them. If you can find a ministry that can out-teach the voices of the true Israelites anywhere on the planet, on this planet. Okay? And when you find it, let us know. And I'll be the first one to say, okay, well, it is proven that we're going to follow you. But you can't be the Lord God and Jesus. That's the point we're looking. You are the Lord God and Jesus. We know you can't be the one. Because your name is Yahweh. Say the letters YHWH. That's why we know we're in the room. And we'll remain in the room. Galatians 5, 22, what it say?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Here, the fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love. Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
Gentleness.
Goodness.
Faith.
Faith.
What? Now, I got to put a rubber in here behind that now. Faith. So, it's long-suffering and faith. Mother, eat. In 10:17, what did you try to tell me your faith? So I would say, well, I believe, but you ain't doing that. Where is faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. What do you say about faith? What is faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Let's see if we find out what this faith is. Faith. They always said, faith. Yeah, I can read what. Faith got all that too, but he trembles. He believes, but he trembles. What is his faith?
Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am, what's faith?
So then, faith come by hearing.
All the faith come by who?
Hearing.
Hearing what, mother?
And hearing by the word of Yahweh.
No. So faith come by hearing. Hearing what, mother?
The word of Yahweh.
Hearing the word of Yahweh. And in 8:32 there, I believe, St. John, can we walk that down a little bit? St. John 8:32. So faith comes by hearing the word of Yahweh. That's when you got faith. You got to hear the word of Yahweh. St. John 8:32. What do you want to say?
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
And you shall know the truth.
And you shall know the what?
The truth.
Yeah.
And the truth shall make you free.
And the truth will do that better.
Make you free.
Make you free. 17, verse 17, of the same book of St. John there, mother.
John 17, 17.
Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 17,
mm-hmm.
verse 17, read. Mm-hmm. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy
sanctify
word.
Them through the what, mother?
Thy truth.
Hey.
Thy word is truth.
What's the truth, mother?
Thy word.
The word of truth. The word of truth. See, three words. That's what John tells you. Don't worry about the personality. Believe what this man saying. And what is he saying in the room, 8:33, my man? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3.
Okay. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am. 8, verse 3. Well, we're going to talk about Paul just a little bit, and then we're going to get out of the way. And I'll say, well, here it is. It's true.
children will help us. That giving me all the signs that we will have a kind of land of plane and take it out from there.
Good. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
What is that?
And he humbled thee.
He humbled you.
And suffered thee.
And
suffered thee to hunger.
Hunger.
And fed thee with manna.
Yes.
Which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only.
Oh, so man do not live by
bread only.
Mm-hmm.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, do man live.
That's what man live by. That means Yahweh, so that's the end of it. So, Ezekiah in Exodus chapter 18, verse 20, can let those say out, can man live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh? Hold up, YHWA, Top Power Saturday, 224-600-5579, call the details, where the 70 miles at, it's not even in, what is his ministry? Because if you know you are a member of the tribe of Israel, then you are out of order and do not stop and show us in one of the social media camps and those of other children's life. Because you're not stop and show us, he will tell you. He'll make it for A, B, I'm sure he's going to say. Give me a 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. I'm sure it never happened. And no, I hate to see it happen to you, but it's written. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Prophesied. Do we prophesy in your name?
And in your name have cast out devils.
And we'll cast out devils in your name.
And in your name,
we have done many wonderful works. And after you have bumped your gums real good, I want you to get it all out. Then what? Then I'm going to say to you, what?
I never knew you.
Get away from me. You will sin. Get away from me. Is that what it means, baby? That's what it means. So you can name names, but you're not doing his will. The man's still going to bring in the fire. Now, we got to tell our landlords this. Yeah, I know you know his name is Yahweh, but you're not doing Yahweh's will. You're not doing his will. Hey, Brother Kai, this is where we can read. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, we're really going to find out what's his will. Let's see what's telling his will that we can read. Go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, we're really going to find out what is his will.
Okay, going over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22.
What's
up in verse 22 read?
Whoa.
Let us draw near.
Whoa.
With a true mind.
What kind of mind have?
True mind.
True mind, baby.
In full assurance of faith.
And full assurance of faith. Wait a minute. I got to come back to that faith again now. Now we find out faith was what again?
Come by hearing the word of Yahweh.
Come by hearing the word of Yahweh. And I'm not reading. Now back up to Galatians chapter 3. And look at verse number 23. Verse 23. Let me get back on that faith for a quick minute.
Galatians.
Yeah, and ABF 30 now means Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Let's see if we can tie that in and back to Brother Micaiah in the third chapter, verse number. Make it 45, verse number 68. So, we're going to go on the way to what's right here.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 23, read.
Mm-hmm.
But before faith comes.
Now, so before faith
comes.
Read what it says. Go down to it. Let me just do a little edifying real quick. Go ahead.
We were kept under the law.
We was kept up before faith came.
Mm-hmm.
We was kept up under the law.
Mm-hmm.
See, and the law was kept up under. When you do wrong, you got to go tell the parents what you did, and you bring your livestock. That's the law you was kept up under before faith. Come on.
Settle unto this.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is good. Afterwards, mm-hmm. be revealed.
And afterwards, this faith is going to be revealed. Uh-huh. So afterwards, this faith will be revealed. Uh-huh. So this faith, well, it's going to be revealed, and if we're pushing it, we can take it to Micah chapter 5, Matthew chapter 2, and we're going on that. We'll let you hang and bang on that one. So now this faith has to be revealed. Now, mother, starting in 10 verse 7, can we talk about this faith a little bit? Look, we might have to put you with it. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7. Let's paint this faith picture a little bit.
Hebrews.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to paint this faith.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7.
Yes.
Then said I. Lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Mm-hmm.
It is written of me to do thy will,
O Yahweh.
So, when they come, and we just find out that I come in the volume of the book, you know, this is verses, I'm not reading so good, I come in the volume of the book. That's where we want. Then we find out what his faith is. So we don't count one against his verses about it. So now, A.B.F. Phoebe. We go to Psalm chapter 40 and see where Paul was putting that to. So he tell that to Judith. He said, you know, see, y'all been standing this there a long time, Judith. Then go in 17 at the temple, talking that girl. He says, the faith did come. And the faith was presented by another book. But y'all been stumbling at this faith. Because y'all still doing the animal sacrifices. Because when faith comes, that was who with it. When faith came, that was who with it. Psalm 30, in verse 6. 6 down, 6 and 7. Psalms chapter 30, verse 6 and 7.
Psalms chapter 40, verse 6 and 7.
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. You see, man, say, so you desire the sacrifice and offering. That's why your faith came. Remember that?
My ears have
you opened up. Oh, so you opened up my ears. You didn't want that. You didn't want to be taking up your livestock every time I'm saying it to me and the Bible. Got it? If you inquire, are you paying your livestock and you can see in the head on the turkey? And all those stuff you my first. And wrap in verse 7.
Verse 7.
Right.
Then said I.
Lo.
No,
well,
I come. In the volume of the book.
It what?
It is written of me.
So that faith is me. That faith is me that's written in the volume of the book to remove it from you. So that faith is verse number 11.
If he is faithful,
right,
that promise,
promise,
24.
Yes.
And let us consider one another.
Let us consider one another.
To provoke and to love. And to good work.
Good work.
25.
25.
Let not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
And don't forsake the assembling of ourselves
together.
Absolutely.
As the manner of some is,
but
exhorting one another.
And then we will not show one another the world.
Exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Yes, sir.
26.
What?
For if we sin willfully. After that we have received the knowledge of truth.
And we have received the knowledge of Yahweh the Son, which was the truth.
There remaineth no more sacrifices for sin.
I got no sacrifice, no coat to have. So I know his name. But you're not doing this either. Mm-hmm.
27.
Right.
But a certain fearful looking,
which all you look for is a certain fearful looking,
for a judgment,
and
fiery indignation,
indignation,
which shall devour the adversary.
It will devour you. The man gonna burn you in the fire. If you're not doing his will, you can know the name. If you ain't doing his will, it's already said, we're gonna say, Yahweh. Yahweh, I know the name. He said, what happened to that part of it? My name. You know what I know? And he's going to go and teach you how to count one, how to error. The error. God died Israel, seeing his way, the lead teacher from breaking age. So when we tell him what our voice is there, error. God died. Not God, but Israel, seeing his way.
Our blessing to you, Israel. A seeing royal. Hallelujah. All right, we are diving in here first into another one of Yahweh's top part of this Sabbath day. We understand this is Yahweh doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we might as well just get to it, right? Why even put any Luke on the table? Mother Eve. Start to that book of Matthew chapter 24. Do with your mother D of Israel. Endure it to the end. So it ain't no ain't no limitation on serving Yahweh, right?
Right.
Psalm 14, what do you say?
Verse 14. Mm-hmm. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
Uh-huh.
And then shall the end come.
Well, now they say that this covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness to all nations. Then shall the end come.
Right.
So we had to understand what this covenant is all about, right? But this covenant got to go all the way around the globe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's look at the book of Luke. Let's see where we can get going. We're still hopping on this covenant. You better believe it. I don't know when it's going to end, but I'm riding it till I can't ride it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the book of Luke, Mother Luke. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what do you say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
And we had them teach you why we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So say it is, what kind of spirit did Yahweh place to direct the 12 tribes of Israel? Go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 9, so say it is. Let's see, what kind of spirit did he place before the nation of Israel? Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, and let's look at verse number 20. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20, Sister A.B. and P.B. and P.E. Roy.
Nehemiah chapter 9,
verse number 20, 2-0. Nehemiah 9, verse 20. Let's see what's going on with this.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
You gave also your good spirit.
They say you gave also your good spirit, right? To do what?
To instruct them.
So you, that's all we need. Hey, you say you gave your good spirit to instruct them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's write to the book of Numbers. See if I can pull this out in the book of Numbers. Say you gave your good spirit. Make that Exodus chapter 13. Young man from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Exodus chapter 13, let's keep that just saying right quick. Let's see about this good spirit right quick. In Exodus 23, thinking about verse 20. Young lion from this tribe of Yahweh Judah. Exodus 23, verse number 20. Let's keep at it, brother. Young lion.
The book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20 read. Behold, I send an angel. Ministry spirit before you,
mm-hmm.
to keep you in the way.
So he said, I put a minister spirit before you to keep you in the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very enlightening word there. To keep you in the way. Go ahead, read on.
And to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
So Yahweh said he got a place that's already prepared for you, Israel. Verse 21, what do you say?
21.
Uh-huh.
Beware of him.
Mm-hmm.
And obey his voice.
They say, I'm going to bring you to the place where I have prepared. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want some new thing going on right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing new about it. He made that statement way back there when Moses was in time, the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Let's run to St. John 14. Let's see if he made that statement. Do he repeat himself in what they call the new book, Mother Dia? The book of St. John chapter 14. Let's see that just right quick. 14, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say? Book of St. John chapter 14, 1, 2, and 3. Mother Dia of Israel, see you right. Let's see if anything new there, but I got a lesson from Ecclesiastes first. We're coming back to that St. John's. We're gonna walk it like we see it, right? Try to the book of Ecclesiastes in the regular book. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's keep that verse number 9. Book of Ecclesiastes 1, verse number 9, Mother D. F. Israel, C. E. Roy.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be.
So that's what I'm saying. What you put on the table, it still is good, right?
Okay.
Go ahead and read up.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Go ahead and read.
And there is no new thing under the sun.
So you say that I ain't come up with nothing new. I didn't have to come up with nothing new. Like what I put on the table was perfect, right?
Right.
You can't add nothing to perfection, can you?
Right.
Even though Israel, we try to add to perfection all the time.
Right.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, 1, 2, and 3, what do you say? Let's see if he made that statement again. Do he reiterate what's already on the table, or do he come up with something new, Mother? The book of St. John 14, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say?
Okay. Book of St. John.
Mother Israel, see you right.
Book of St. John, chapter 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen.
Verse number 1, 2, and 3.
Thank
they
God.
Always holler about something that's new. But y'all want to just try to refresh our... our mind about what's going on, right? The only thing new is when I was open to the truth. That was new.
That's right.
St. John 14, 1, 2, and 3. What do you say, Mother?
St. John chapter 14, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Let not your mind be troubled.
So let not your mind be troubled. Wait.
You believe in Yahweh, believe also in me.
So if you believe in my Father,
right.
You gotta believe in me. Cause I said that if you don't have the Son, you might well forget it, right? Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Come on.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Go ahead.
If it were not so, I would have not told you. What
did he say?
I go to prepare a place for you.
Verse number 3. What did he say?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Uh-huh.
And that where I am, there you may be also.
That's good enough. So who is this conversation to, Mother E? Who is he talking to in the book of St. John? Who is this addressed to in St. John chapter 1? St. John chapter 1. And let's see that verse number 11 is all we need. St. John 1:11. Who is this conversation geared to? Now, if you say, I go away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I'm going to come again, right? St. John chapter 1:11. Who is the you in this particular case here, Mother?
St. John chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
He came unto his own.
He came to who?
His own.
Go ahead, read up.
And his own received him not.
He came to his own, man. Is that what the book say, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Who is his own? In 1:49. Who was his own, Mother?
St. John.
47:49. St. John 1:47-49. Who is his own?
St. John, chapter 1, verse 47 and 49.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 47.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh saw Nathanael coming to him. And
so Yahweh is peeping the whole scene, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Look here, I see you slipping up on me. Go ahead, read up.
Coming to him and said to him,
if Yahweh the Son has some good ears. I can see
indeed, in whom is no guile.
He was an Israelite.
How? Indeed.
49. He said,
what
an Israelite, brother? What else? What else was he? 49.
Come on. Verse 49.
Yes, ma'am.
Nathanael answered and said unto him.
What did he say?
Rabbi.
Master.
Thus are the son of Yahweh the Father.
You are the son of Yahweh the Father. Go ahead.
Thus are the king of Israel.
Not only is you an Israelite, but you the big man on the draw, right? So, ain't no new thing. I mean, what you can read in the new, somewhere you're going to write out crosses in what they call the old, right? He made a statement in the book, Luke chapter 24. Let's see what he said concerning himself in Luke 24, 44 and 45. That's it, Yahweh's son. Speaking for himself. You know you got people always trying to speak for him, but he got many words. All you have to do is turn the page and read. Tell me what he say, right? Luke 24, 44 to 45. To say this, he can see it right.
Luke chapter
24. Verse number 44 and 45. Let's hear him reiterate the thing. Before we go there, so baby, you that's the way the spirit operates. You know, he ain't gonna wait for nobody. I'm right now, St. John 5. Let's keep that a statement that he made in St. John 5, verse number 39, Sister ABSB. Let's see if we can hear what Yahweh's son said out of his own mouth, with his own lips. St. John chapter 5, verse 39. What do you say?
John chapter 5, verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
Search the scriptures, for in them you know, you think you have eternal life.
Great.
And they are they which testify of me.
Okay, go ahead and look on back there and see what you can find, right? You better want to believe one thing is testifying of me. Luke 24, 44, 45, to say this previous thing, right?
Luke chapter 24, verse 44 and 45.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 44.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them.
What do you say?
These are the words which I speak unto you.
These are the words which I speak unto you. Speak unto you. Come on.
While I was yet with you.
Mm-hmm.
You should
hold
not.
Hold on, brother. Well, yeah. You can pick it back up at verse 20.
Thank you.
But Baruch chapter 3, 35 to 37.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 35 to 37.
Yes, ma'am.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 35 to 37.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Abba Yahweh, and there and thus shall none other be accounted of in
comparison
of him.
So this is Abba Yahweh. That means that's a personal pronoun, right? Possessive pronoun. Mm-hmm. Let me do that. He said, this is Abba Yahweh. And then that can be in comparison of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36, what he say?
Verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
He has found out all the ways of knowledge.
And we know where he got it from, right? He got it from Yahweh the Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
He found out all the ways. He sit there and took it all in, right? Mm-hmm. He found out all the ways of knowledge. Go ahead.
And has given it unto Jacob, Israel.
Hold on, mother. He gave it to who?
Israel.
I mean, when they gonna put a name in all that good stuff they talking about? They tell you he loves the world, but they never put a name on what world he's talking about, right? We gonna put a name on the table. He gave it to Israel.
His servant.
Go ahead.
His servant.
Mm-hmm.
And to Israel, his beloved.
And to Israel, his beloved. Go ahead, verse 37, what'd you say?
Verse 37.
Now, ain't gonna double up on the mother Z. Let's see him double up on this thing. But we already read he came to his own, right?
Right.
Now let's see if we can double up on that thing. the one that received it, that's his own.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that he gave it all to Israel, right?
Right.
Let's see what move he made after he gave him the knowledge. Verse 37, mother Z.
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards,
what did he do?
Did he show himself upon the earth,
mm-hmm,
and
converse
with man?
So he showed up to his own, right?
Right.
And his own by name is the 12 tribes of Israel. At this particular time, we know the name that's on the table was Yahweh Judah. That is all that he showed up to, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can read that in the book of Hebrews 7:14 that he deserved it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say he been book of Hebrews, the word for Hebrews 7:14. It is evident what? The book of Hebrews, the word Hebrews. Verse 14. Let's see what he just hear some names. Who he dealing with, right? The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse number 14, Sister A.B. and Phoebe of C. Royce.
Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 7, verse
14. Yes, ma'am.
For it is evident that our Yahweh
sprang
out of Judah.
So he said, it's crystal clear. It's evident. That means that he got proof. That's a good word. That he came out of Yahweh Judah. We read that he was said that when you read back there in the Torah instructions, the seed and son is concerning me. And he said that he sprang out of Yahweh Judah, right? Let's go to the book Micaiah. Yeah, lying from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Micaiah 5, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if we can get a sack of witness. Micaiah. Young lion from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Micaiah 5, 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Micah.
Book of Micah, chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Micah, chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3, verse 1. And I said, hear, I pray you, O heirs of Israel.
Micah, chapter 5,
book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
Now gather yourself in truth, O daughter of truth.
Yes, sir.
He have laid siege against us.
Mm-hmm.
They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek.
Verse 2, what
do you
say?
Verse 2. But you, Bethlehem,
Ephrathah.
Yes, sir. Though you be little among the thousands of Yada Judah,
mm-hmm.
yet out of you shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel,
right.
whose going forth has been from the of old,
so
from everlasting.
From old. Mm-hmm. And he inhabits with everlasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, what did he say?
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Therefore will he give them up.
So he gave us up, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He let us loose with a great whooping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read up.
Therefore will he give them up.
Yes, sir.
Until the time
that she which rebelleth has fought forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then the remnant of his brothers shall return.
So he said he's going to give him up for a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's
going to
happen?
Then the remnant of his brother shall return unto the children of Israel.
So mm-hmm. they're going to return to their true identity, right?
That's right.
Not only their true identity, they're going to return to Mother Dia, Israel. Let's see if I can pull this out. It's a statement that I need to right down in the book of Sirach, I believe, Mother, if I can, if you bear with me for a minute, let me see if I can write this statement down. It's a statement that was spoken in the book of Sirach, chapter 24, Mother G of Israel. Let's see what else they were going to return to. The identity and what else they had to return to. Sirach 24, verse 23, what do you say? Sirach 24, verse 23. Mother D of Israel, C. Roy.
So what, 24.
Verse number 23.
Oh, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what, chapter 24, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are the book of the covenant.
Hold on. This is the book of what?
The covenant.
Go ahead, read
out. Of the Most High, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Torah instructions which Moses commanded for an inheritance unto the congregation of Israel.
Now, all they got to return to their identity. They got to return to the covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way we supposed to live, right?
Right.
That we made an agreement with the Most High, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we are
we know all this stuff now. We know we can
Baruch 4:28. Baruch chapter 4, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
So Judah got to do what?
Seek him 10 times more.
That's right.
Hallelujah. What? We gotta not just double up, we gotta get busy and get going, right? All right, let's run to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's deal with our forefathers and this agreement that they made with the Most High right quick. Deuteronomy chapter 26, Mother Israel, C. Roy. Let's see that Deuteronomy 26, and let's look at verse number Deuteronomy 26. And what I want over here, Mother. Let's pick up that verse number 17-19.
Deuteronomy
26. Let's see how this thing went down, Mother. Deuteronomy 26:17-19. Mother Israel, a zero. How did it go down, Mother?
Look at Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
26.
Verse 17-19. How did this thing go down? Well, he said that everything he got, he gave to Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see how it went down. Let's see how Yahweh eased up on help of Israel in Deuteronomy 26:17-19. Mother E. Israel of Seed Roy.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 17-19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Thus have advised Yahweh. No, that's a boss.
About
change. Thus have advised the Yahweh this day to be this. To be your Yahweh.
So we were the one to say, yeah, what you did down in Egypt, we really like that stuff. So we want you to be our Yahweh. Is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And to walk in his way.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep his statutes.
Now that's coming from our mouth, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you know.
And his commandments.
His commandments, go ahead.
And his judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And to hearken unto his voice.
So we about this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, look at your father. We want you to be our power. Verse number 18, what do you say?
Hey,
that's why he's going to come back at you. Now, what was the agreement that he made, Mother?
And the Yahweh has about thee this day to be his peculiar people.
Now, he about you to be what kind of people?
Peculiar.
Is that so, Mother? Is that so? Mother Lee, Deuteronomy 7:6. Let's see if that's so. Is you a peculiar people, Mother? Deuteronomy 7:6. What kind of people did he choose there, Mother Lee?
Deuteronomy chapter 7:6.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 7:6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. For thus are and righteous people.
You look here. You are, I created you to be a special kind of people, right? You're righteous people, go ahead.
Unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
The Yahweh has chosen you to be a special people. Unto
so Yahweh chose you to be what kind of people?
A special people.
So when he avowed you, he was looking for a special kind of people. That's what he chose, right? Now, you look at him now, you say, my. Come on, brother.
Me?
Finish that out.
A special people unto himself,
mm-hmm.
above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
But everybody should be looking at you to see, what shall we do? You the one. Deuteronomy 26, verse number 18-19, Mother. Let's see how you handle that verse now.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 18 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh has avowed thee this day. To be his peculiar, special people.
So if Yahweh about you this day to be his special people, go ahead.
As he has promised.
Mm-hmm.
And that thou shouldest keep all
commandments, what do that constitute in Exodus 34? The book of Exodus 34, let's peep at verse number 10, 27, 28, and verse 32. Now, what does he say this commandment? What is he talking about here? Exodus 34, 10, 27, 28, and 32. So say this, see, you see, you right.
Exodus chapter 34.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
27, 28, 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
What do you say?
And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvel. I will do marvel. Such as have not been done in all the earth.
So he said, and he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. Verse 27, what is the covenant? Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto Moses,
what
do
you say?
Write you these words.
Write you these words.
For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
So he said, after the tenor of these words, I made a covenant with you and with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to say the name. We ain't going to lose. We ain't going to say where the nation and the world. We're going to put a name to this. Verse 28, come on.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was there with
Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
40 days and
40 nights. So Moses was sweating up there, right? He was working. Working high, right? But let's see who was doing the dictatorship here, Brother Makai. We're coming back to that Exodus. But who was dictating this thing in the book? First Kings, I believe. I won't. Let me peep at it right quick. You know, I got to lay my eyes on it. Yeah, I might be able to tell you what we're looking for. I think it's 1 Kings chapter 17 or 2 Kings 17. Which one is it? Maybe 2 Kings. Let me peep at 2 Kings. Chapter 17, 18. Which one is it I want here? 2 Kings chapter 17. I'm the line from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Let's think of that 34. Let's read all this 30 to 38. 2 Kings chapter 17, 34 to 38. Young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
Going to the book of 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 34 down to 38.
Yes, sir.
The book of 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34 reads.
What do you read?
Unto this day, they do after the former matter. They fear not Yahweh.
Now we know when he said they fear not Yahweh, that means that we go contrary to everything he got on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come
ahead. Neither do they after their Torah instruction,
mm-hmm.
or after their ordinances,
mm-hmm.
after their Torah instructions, mm-hmm. which Yahweh commanded the children of Israel.
Go ahead.
Whom he, the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
That's right. But let's see all these statutes, commandments, judgment. What do it constitute? Verse 35. Mm-hmm.
With whom Yahweh had made a covenant.
So the covenant consists of what? Statutes.
Mm-hmm.
So instructions, commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That is a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
And charged them.
He gave them a what?
Charged them.
Go ahead, read out.
Saying.
He said what?
You shall not fear false Yahweh.
He said, one thing you don't do, bow down to your false Yahweh. Go ahead.
Nor bow yourself to them.
Go ahead.
Nor serve them.
Go ahead.
Nor sacrifice to them.
This part of the covenant, right? This
mm-hmm.
part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We read what the agreement is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36, come on.
36.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power.
Yeah, I took care of my part of the deal.
Right.
Go ahead, read out.
In a stretched out arm, him shall you fear.
Go ahead.
And him shall you worship.
Mm-hmm.
And to him shall you do sacrifice.
37, what are you saying?
37.
Yes, sir.
The statutes,
mm-hmm.
the ordinances,
go ahead.
The Torah instructions.
instructions which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore.
Hold on. I thought they said that this was the law of Moses. Now, Yahweh said he the one that came up with this good understanding here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold it for, we're coming back to finish that, but let's run Mother D of Israel. Let's see if I can pull out something in 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Let's see who is really the author and finisher of this thing, that mother. Well, I want 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 12, which one I want. Must be first, because I sure don't see what I'm looking for in second. And I sure don't see what I'm looking for in. It must be Hebrew, then, but let me peep at Hebrews and see if that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. We'll get to it sooner than that, but the book of Hebrews. We're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2. What do you say? Look at Hebrews. We're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2.
Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 12, verse 2.
What do you read?
Looking unto Yahweh's
Look to Yahweh the Son, go ahead.
The author and finisher of our faith.
So Yahweh the Son is the author and finisher of this thing, go ahead. Go ahead, read on.
Who for the joy that was set before him
endured the treat. Go ahead.
Despising the shame.
Go ahead.
And is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh.
So he right next to Yahweh the Father, right? Second Kings chapter 17:37-38. Young lion from the tribe of young God Judah.
The book of Second Kings.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 17, verses 37 down to 38.
Yes, sir.
Verse 37 reads.
What do you read?
In the statutes, in the ordinances, in the Torah instructions, first 5 books of the Bible, which he wrote for you.
What about the commandments?
And the commandments.
Yeah, don't leave nothing out there. And the commandments, which he did what?
Which he wrote for you.
Mm-hmm.
You should observe to do forever. Forever. You should observe to do forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall not fear false Yahweh.
Verse number 38, what do you say?
38. In a covenant that I have made with you.
So he said, look here. This covenant that I made with you, right? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You shall not forget.
Hold on now. If you forget, what's going to happen then? If we forget, what's going to happen? He's going to make it, he's going to renew the thing. That's what's going to happen. Neither shall you fear other false Yahweh. From that to that Exodus, Exodus 34, 27, 28, and verse 32. 26, man, you just told me again how this thing went down in Deuteronomy 26. Well, we leave off at? Let's pick it back up at 17 through 19. Let's get the whole thing over again. Because this is coming to term, and I just said it here. This is what's going on, right? That's why I say, hey, this is after the tenor of these words. But when Israel said, all you say we're going to do, we're going to be obedient and do. They know exactly what they are. Yeah, well, they laid it out for them, right? Like the hand of Moses, the seer, right? Deuteronomy 26, 17 through 19. Come on, Mother.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 17 through 19.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17. Thou shalt advise to Yahweh this day.
So he say, you have advised Yahweh this day.
Your Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And to walk in his way. And to keep his statutes.
Mm-hmm.
And his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And his judgments. And to hearken unto his voice.
So that was our forefathers and mother, they put on the table, right? Came from their mouth, right, Mother Z?
Right.
Verse
18,
what did Yahweh say?
Verse 18. And Yahweh has avowed thee, you this day to be his peculiar people.
Special people.
Okay. I know.
Well,
and Yahweh has avowed you this day to be his special people.
Mm-hmm.
As he has promised thee.
Good.
And that thou should keep all his commandments.
The Torah is chapter, verse 5 books. We can say keep his covenant, right? Mm-hmm. His covenant is all the words that proceed out of his mouth, right?
Okay.
They say this is the deal on the table. Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19.
Whatever he say he gonna do if we do our part, mother.
And to make thee high above all nations, which he has made,
mm-hmm.
in praise,
and in name,
and in honor, that thou mayest be a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
So we heard from both sides of this day, right? We heard from our forefathers and mothers, right? And we heard the term that Yahweh put on the table. He said, look here, this is the deal. And after the tenor of these words, right? I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So let's run to the book of Malachi. I'm going to wind this thing down and get ready to bring in this young line. We'll pick it back up. I'm going to ride this until the wheels fall off. Let's run to Malachi. Now, with all that good information on the table, now we're going to see what's going on here in Malachi chapter 3. Young man from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. We want one verse number 7. Okay. Malachi 3, verse number 7.
To the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, hey, book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7 reads.
What do you mean?
Even from the days of your father,
mm-hmm.
you are gone away from my orders.
He said, even from the days of your father, you don't want to wait from the deal. Go ahead.
You have not kept.
Mm-hmm.
Return unto me.
Now, Yahweh said, return to me. How do we make that move?
And I will return to
you. Hold on, question on the table. How do we return to Yahweh? How do we do that? What we got to come back to in order to return to Yahweh? We got to come back to what we said, right? We said all that you say we're going to be obedient and do. That's what we got to return back to. The agreement. The covenant. We got to do an about face from our own way to come back to what we made. Promise Yahweh from our mouth, right? The book of Exodus, Mother dear Israel, see you right. Exodus 19. Let's see that verse number 3 through 8. Let's see if we can hear it coming from the horse's mouth, as they say. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 3 through 8. Moses of Israel, see you,
Exodus.
Exodus chapter 19. That's how I get excited, said, lose my weight. I said, by the way, I confess, right? Exodus 19, 3 through 8, Mother D.F. Israel. I'm going to wind this down. Cause I see I'm getting too excited.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 3
to 8. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Yeah, huh?
And Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying,
saying what?
Thus shall the men of Israel,
mm-hmm,
and tell the children of Israel.
He said, look here. Where's the word, Moses? Don't leave that one word out. That's what you tell the family of Israel. Verse number 4. Come on.
Verse 4. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians.
He said, look here. You see what I'm capable of. Go ahead, read out.
And how I bared you on eagle's wings.
Come on.
And brought you into unto myself.
Verse number 5, what do you think?
What you should say.
Mm-hmm. And When that time come about, I just think it will be given to you since they did. Let's go to St. John. Let's pick it up at St. John chapter 14. Give me verse 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
And when he bring all things to your remembrance, how we can supposed to speak it and we bring it to us, that's gonna be given to us that we can read Mother E. Let me get 1 Peter 4:11. We're on 1 Peter 4, and we're going to verse 11. And then we're going to get our Mother Z. She's going to back you over Romans 15:4.
Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
So let me get what do you have to state with Romans 15:4? Because we just come to find out that every time we speak according to the oracle of the Yahweh. Every time you speak, you got to be spoken according to the word of Yahweh. And Paul has something to say over there in Romans 15:4.
Romans 15:4.
Mm-hmm.
For whatsoever things were written after time.
Four times.
Mm-hmm. Was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
He said that it was written aforetime was for our learning. And just letting you know, remember, when Paul was writing this, he was talking about the aforetime. This wasn't no, remember, the Paul, Romans wasn't written yet. So he's saying, you know, that a full time everything was written for our learning. What he has to say over there in the book of Sirach, Mother Israel, we put in our book, we go to verse 51. I'm looking for some chapter 51. And we're going to see what he has to say about where we get this learning at. What do you say we get this learning at? And then Sister Ahead. Ask Mother Dia when she went over there to that Sirach, and she will pick it up at that chapter 51, and give me verse 23. And so they did, because we want to find out where you get this learning at. You go to Psalms 73:17.
Sirach, chapter 51:23.
Mm-hmm.
Draw near to me, you unlearned.
Mm-hmm.
And dwell in the temple of learning.
So when you come to the temple to learn. And what he had to say over there in the book of Psalms 73:17. Give me 16 and 17. Put them together for me. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16. When I thought to know this,
it was too painful for me. When he thought to know this, it was too painful for him.
And until I went into the sanctuary, the temple of Yahweh. Then I understood.
And let's put a report about who David is. Because David said he went to the temple learning to know what was going on. So he said he didn't know nothing. He thought he knew something until he went to the temple. But let's get an account about David and see who he is. You know he was a king, but let's see what type of king he was. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. We'll pick it up at verse 29 and verse 30. Mother gave Israel. Give me Acts chapter 2, we're going to verse 29 and verse 30. Yeah, we want to make sure we want to put a description on David. We know they're king. We've been hearing that, you know, hey, David the king. But, you know, we want to make sure we put our finger on what type of king he was.
Acts chapter 2, verses 29 and 30. Verse 29.
Read.
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David.
The who?
The patriarch David.
Okay, what do you got to say about now? Here we got, who's that? The chief speaker right now speaking, right? And he said, hey, I'm going to let you know about this patriarch David. So he's going to give you a report about David. What's the report he gave about David?
That he is both dead and buried.
So David is not here.
And his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Verse 30.
Verse 30, what is that?
Therefore, being a seer.
Being a what?
A seer.
And
knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him.
Hold on. So we just got a report. Before you finish that out, Mother, we just got a report that he just said David was a seer. Then he just pointed out something else. He said, knowing that Yahweh had sworn with an oath to him. That means David was a seer and Yahweh was talking to David. Continue to read, Mother.
That of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Yahweh's son to sit on his throne.
So we come to find out that David was wasn't just no any old king, but he was a king still. He sat on the throne, and he was Yahweh was teaching him some things and revealing to him some things. But we also come to find out that David was in the temple on a Sabbath day. So let's also go find out what he was doing in the temple on the Sabbath day. That's what he was doing in the temple on the Sabbath day. What we can read about what made him come to the temple on the Sabbath day. We're going to read the book of Exodus. We're going to pick it up at, what we going to ask? What we want in Exodus chapter 20, Mother Eve. We gonna pick it up at verse 8.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day.
Remember the what?
Remember the Sabbath day. And keep it righteous. Verse 9.
Read all the way down to, read all the way down to 11.
Okay. Verse 9. 6 days shall thus labor and do all your work. Verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Yahweh, your Yahweh. And yet you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, thy manservant, nor their maidservant, nor their cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. Verse 11. For in 6 days the Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all in them is and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Yahweh blessed his Sabbath day and hallowed it.
So, Yahweh blessed the seventh day, and he hallowed it, right? Let's go find out where we can read a little account of that real fast. We'll put that on the table. Mother Z, we're going to slide on over there, and we're going to pick it up at that Genesis. We'll go back to the beginning. We're going to find out what Yahweh had to say about this seventh day. In the book of Genesis, we'll go to chapter 2 and read verse 1, 2, and verse 3. Take the time and let the national audience hear it. Because we want to make sure they understand what this day about, what day this is on. Because when we be street teaching and out there reaching to the people, we come to find out that they don't know what day of the week is what. So we want to make sure that we get a clarification of what day of the week is what and which one is the Sabbath day. So let's find out what Yahweh has to say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2.
So he says the heaven and the earth is finished, and all the host of them. So he just got done finishing his work. Okay.
Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
So, Mother, what day he rested on?
The sixth day.
What day did he rest on? Not the day he completed his work. We want to know what day he rested on.
Oh, okay, sorry. Day he rested was the seventh day.
So Yahweh let it be known in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, that he rested on the seventh day. That's what we read, right?
Right.
Okay, what he say in verse 3, since we know that's what Yahweh says. What he say in verse 3?
Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
And stop right there. What day did he bless?
The seventh day.
And who blessed him?
Yahweh.
All right, so we know that the seventh day is the blessed day, and what did he say after that?
And sanctified it.
So he sanctified the seventh day.
Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which he created and made.
So he rested from all his work, which he had created and made, which was the seventh day. So beginning the first day of the week, is on a Sunday.
Right.
So if we doing anything on a Sunday and calling it a Sabbath, we just come to find out that's not the blessed day. The blessed day is actually on the seventh day of the week. And who we gave that blessed day to? We want to make sure we clarify something, because we've been going out there talking to Judah, and we want to do this thing in a nice little on order. So we want to make sure that first we find out who he gave that Sabbath day to. Then we can read in the book of Exodus chapter 31, and we're going to pick it up at verse 12, and we're going to read on down. We'll read verse 1 and 12. Start at verse 1. We're going to jump to verse 12 and read down. Exodus 32, Mother Gideon of Israel, chapter 31. Give me chapter 31, give me verse 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 12, and we're going to read down to get our points. You might do some bouncing.
Exodus 31.
Yes,
ma'am.
Exodus 31. One, and we're going to verse pick it up at verse 12 after that.
Exodus 31, verses 1 and 6 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12.
Verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
13.
Speak you also unto the children of Israel.
And so we know he's speaking to the children of Israel, right?
Saying, truly, truly my Sabbath, you shall keep.
Mm-hmm.
For it is a sign between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout your generation.
Throughout your generation.
That you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we go any farther, Mother, who he say he gave this Sabbath day to?
The children of Israel.
So the children of Israel got a Sabbath day to keep. And he told us it's a Sabbath between us and Yahweh. But he gave us that blessed day. I don't see no other nation's name, Sarah. But what did he say in verse 14?
Verse 14. You shall keep the Sabbath throughout. I mean, therefore, for it is righteous unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that defiled it shall surely be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
But in verse 15, how many days we got to take things to take care of in verse 15? Because he did say he had did some work, and it was 7 days in a week. But how many days out of that week we got to do so?
Exodus chapter 31, verse 15. 6 days may work be done.
Mm-hmm.
But in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
No, the 7 days is the Sabbath of rest. But how many days we got to do some work?
6 days.
So we got 6 days to do work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. And we just got done reading that he gave that Sabbath of rest to who?
The children of Israel.
So he gave it to the children of Israel. So let's find out how the children of Israel, who got to hold that lick down. And that's when it comes down to. Give me verse 16, Mother D.F. Israel. Let me get that all the way down to 17. We're going to knock this on out.
Exodus 31, verse 16 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel.
Oh, so here we go, Yahweh again, reiterating that it's a sign between him and the children of Israel. I see no other nations there. Peter, read Mother, please.
Forever. For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
And on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to find out that David, the king of Israel, he was keeping the Sabbath day, right? And that Sabbath day was given to the children of Israel. But let's get a little small little bracket of what tribe David comes from.
Hallelujah.
Then we go count and find out what he holds down his position, his leadership correctly. So let's see in First Chronicles, we'll go to chapter 2. And I want verse 1, Mother Eve. We want verse 1, and then we're going to drop down, give me the verse 3, and then give me verse 5, I mean verse 15. So we want 1, 3, and verse 15.
First Chronicles.
Yes, ma'am. First Chronicles. We're going to pull them up out of there. We're going to pull old David up out of there. See, can we find old King still in First Chronicles chapter 2. And we want verse 1. And we want verse 3. And then we want verse 15.
First Chronicles chapter
1. Chapter 2. Yeah, chapter, I'm sorry, no. First Chronicles chapter
2.
We want verse 1. Yes, ma'am.
First Chronicles chapter 2, verses 1, verse 3, and verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. These are the songs.
So these are the sons of Israel. Now remember, we just got done reading that he gave that Sabbath day to Israel, the covenant and the sign. The elder break it down for the full meaning of the covenant, according to what we can read, that the ordinances, the statutes, all the laws, everything in there, first five books, is our covenant. So what do you say that we can read to Mother?
Okay. read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. These are the sons of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben.
Simeon.
Levi. And Judah.
Judah, four sons. Skip down in verse 3.
Verse 3. The sons of Judah.
The sons of Judah.
Ir.
Mm-hmm.
And Onai.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelah.
Mm-hmm.
Which three were born unto him of the daughter of
Now we're gonna skip down and pick it up at verse 12. Pick it up at verse 12. Matter of fact, verse 11, and go from there.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. We'll read down till we touch David Lynch.
Verse 11. And Nathan
mm-hmm.
begat
Salma,
and Salma begat Boaz.
Boaz. Mm-hmm. 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Boaz begat Obadiah. And Obadiah begat Jesse.
And Obadiah begat Jesse. Verse 13.
Verse 13. And Jesse begot his firstborn, Eliab, and
Abidaz, mm-hmm.
and Abidaz the second,
Abidaz the second,
and
Shema
the third. Verse 14.
14.
Nathiah the fourth.
And Radai
the fifth. Ozim the sixth. David the seventh.
So we got David the seventh son. So we come to find out with David the seventh, right?
Yes, sir.
So we got David the seventh. But we come to find out that David comes from the lineage of Judah. Right. So but David was the king too. So let's come to find out and see what was going on inside of Judah that made David stand on top of his game. We're going to pick it up and find out. Let's go to Psalms chapter 60 and verse 7. Let me go that direction. And then we'll go back. Matter of fact, since they did, let's go to Genesis. We'll go to chapter 49. And pick it up at verse 8 down. Pick it up verse 1, verse 8 down to verse 10. The king still was keeping a Sabbath day. He was going to the temple on the Sabbath day, right? So let's find out, since we know he comes from the tribe of Judah, let's find out what he was doing, what made him stand and go to the temple. What's his position in the tribe of Judah? This is what you read over there, since they did. Genesis 49, we want verse 1, we want verse 8 down to 10.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, 8 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. And Israel said unto
him, and Israel, mm-hmm.
called unto his son.
Mm-hmm. What did he tell his son to do? Now, what did he tell them to do?
Yes.
What did he say, Mother?
Gather yourself
together. That's what he told them to do. Before we go any further, Mother. Now, Yahweh didn't tell his son, because Yahweh just told in the last days, he got Israel telling his son, gather yourself together, Israel. So let's see, can we find something that sounds a little familiar with that. First, we'll go to Hebrews, Mother. Let's go, Mother GF Israel. Give me over there, back over there in Hebrews. Let's see what happened. Over there in Hebrews chapter 10. Let's see what's going on over there in Hebrews chapter 10. And but before you go over there, Mother Eagle give me that Zephaniah 2:1. And then Mother, this way you will come behind her. We'll go to Hebrews chapter 10. Let me see if the verse I'm looking for. Pick it up around 22. And then we're going to read all the way down till we get our point around 25. But what do you have to say over there, Mother E? That Zephaniah 2:1. Yeah, what do you got to say over in that Zephaniah 2:1?
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself together. Gather together. O nation, not desire.
Now, he just told them, he said, gather yourself together. O nation, not desire. And then, what did he say about gather yourselves together, O nation that's not desired? What should we be doing when we gather? And, Mother D.F. Israel.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Let us draw near with a true mind,
mm-hmm,
and full assurance of the covenant.
Second, full assurance of what?
Of the covenant.
Okay, so we should be getting together in full assurance of this covenant. Continue reading.
Having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience.
So when we got ourselves together, he said, hey, your mind needs to be sprinkled from a what?
Evil conscience.
Continue reading.
And our bodies washed with the pure water.
And our bodies, you know what? Let's bring something out about this pure water that we should be doing. Hey, now I need you to work with me, mothers. Now we're gonna go do some reading about this quick pure water. Now we're gonna go kick it off. We're gonna go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Mother Eve, we'll go around in circles with this one.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse, hold this spot, Mother D.F. Israel, we coming back today. We need to get some gathering going on. We get down to that 25. But before we get that 25, what do you say about that water that we can read, Mother?
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 26.
Okay. Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So you will do a little washing of the word, it's going to be by the
word.
So we're going to do some washing. Mm-hmm. You tell you want to get gifted something, some water. But come on over, we're going to open these books out, and you tell me it's going like some water.
Yeah.
And this is what you're going to get right here. We're going to wash it down from this good old word. Mm-hmm. And then see what he had to say over there in John. We're going to pick it up in chapter 37. And 38, Sister A.B. We're going to St. John chapter 7. We're going to verse 37 and verse 38. And Mother Z, give me Jeremiah 2:13.
John chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37 and 38.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Verse 37.
What do you say? What do you? Oh, we got to do some gathering in the last days. Got to do a little washing of some water in the last days. What else he say the last days?
That great day of the feast.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the sun stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me.
That's what any man thirst. He wants
some
water.
And drink.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38.
What do you say?
He that believeth on me.
Mm-hmm. What is
that? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Ain't that something? So we come to find out Yahweh the Son said, you're a little thirsty. You come and get some of that water from me. That good old word. That's what you come and get. You want to quench your thirst.
But what else
we read about? A little bit more about this
water. Mother
Eve.
And Jeremiah.
What are we reading over there in Jeremiah 2:13?
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water.
Well, they commit two evils. They forsaken him, the fountain of living water.
And hews them out system, broken system.
Sisters,
That can hold no water.
So they got sisters, they don't hold out the sisters, can't even hold none of that world. And they got some of that world coming around, they can't even hold on to it. Did you finish that out, Mama?
Yes, I read the whole chapter of 13.
13, right. Okay, Hallelujah, boy.
You said, we ain't got nothing to offer you but that word. Did you say something like that?
Hallelujah, boy.
Constantly
that which
which has believed in Yahweh might be careful to remain
maintain
good work.
What kind of work, Mother?
Good work.
Good work. He wants you to maintain what kind of work, Mother?
Good work.
Verse 1, 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1,
Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day.
And today is the last day. First day.
First day. Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise.
So your brother ain't going to praise you, right?
Right.
All right, continue to read. Isn't our hands in the neck of our enemies right now?
That's right.
Continue to read.
Your father's children shall bow down before you.
It don't matter where you at. Because anywhere in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12, mother.
That's why you know you're going to do it. You're not going to do it. Your hands in the neck of
enemies
right now.
Hallelujah, bro. What do you say? Judah, where Judah? Where Judah mother he? Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he shall set up an ensign
mm-hmm.
of the nations
mm-hmm.
and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel
mm-hmm.
and gather together the dispersed of Judah.
Mm-hmm. From where?
From the four corners of the earth.
So we got Judah on the four corners of the earth, and no matter where you at, you will be in the neck of your enemy. On the four corners of the earth. So Judah, no matter where you are, you in the neck of your enemy. On the four corners of the earth.
The inside is the box.
Mm-hmm.
The information we got to give you at the inside is the book.
Mm-hmm. And you will get it from the voice of the true Israelite. What you read in verse 9, who's reading that Genesis? Since they did. Give me verse 9. If you come to find out, Judah will be in the neck of the enemies and they are brothers will bow down to them and praise, right? All right, what do you say in verse 9?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 9.
Mm-hmm. That
Judah is
the lion's
well.
The lion's
well. From the prey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He
stooped down.
He stooped down.
He crouched as a lion.
And he crouched as a lion.
And as an old lion.
As an old lion.
Who shall rouse him up?
Mm-hmm.
Who
do
you think rouse him up? Boy.
The true Israelite.
We got to wake up, Judah.
Hallelujah.
We
got to
wake up, Judah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
The ruler, huh? Uh-huh.
Lord, a
lawgiver.
From between his feet.
Uh-huh. Until Yahweh the Son comes.
Right, that's why we need to hold it down.
So we don't hold this thing down till Yahweh the Son comes.
Yeah. And what's the precept on that mother of Israel? And for the other camps and other Israelite groups, what they got mm-hmm. written in 7 verses. 12 verse
7 and 8 of Zechariah. Tell them what? Tell them what? 12
verse 7 and 8. This one for all of the rest of the camp. All of the rest of them. Don't do something that we can read.
Zechariah chapter 12. 12 verse 7 and 8. Tell them what? Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Yahweh also shall save the tenth of Judah first.
Mm-hmm.
First. That the greatness of the family of David and the greatness of the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah
mm-hmm.
do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, don't magnify yourself against you.
Hallelujah.
Don't magnify yourself.
That's right.
When you come on the scene, bow down and get out the way, let him roll.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. Don't magnify yourself. If you see
Judah present,
don't magnify yourself.
That's right.
Turn it over to you.
Turn it over to you.
Read
the word.
Read the word. Let me get a priest up on that.
Mm.
We got to be a tell when we show up. written behind what they got on their mind right now. We're going to the 9th chapter of Isaiah, and we're going to look at a statement about what Yahweh thinks about these things. What he said we can read in 9:21.
The book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 21. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Manasseh.
And they together shall be
against Yahdah Judah. And Judah is Yahweh known. his name.
Judah know where?
And Judah is Yahweh known.
And Judah, Yahweh is known.
Yeah.
His name is great in Israel.
Oh, but his name is great in Israel, but it's known in Judah. Continue to read.
Verse 2. And Selah also.
Yeah. Look, right after that one verse, Ma. I'm sorry, that was something else. I had something else going with that. All right, Romans chapter 3, verse 1, Mother Z. Judah, Yahweh, no. I mean, what did he have to say over there in Romans 3, 1?
Romans chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. What advantage then has the Jew, have Yahweh Judah,
mm-hmm.
or what? Perfect.
Let me get that with you, Mark. One second.
No, what advantage then has the Jew or what
Right there, you say verse 3, I mean chapter 3, verse 1.
Yeah.
What advantage then has the Jew or what prophet?
Prophet is there in circumcision.
But prophet of circumcision. What did he say in verse 2?
Oh, verse 2.
Yeah, what did he say in verse 2? Because he asked a question. You over there, well, Paul over there. You know, you got Northern Kingdom over there, but you also got the chief rulers over there too now. Remember, don't forget, according to what we can read in Isaiah 11:12, we're on all four corners of the earth. So so it must be something going on because Judah monster, because he said, hey, what advantage then has the Jew?
Yeah.
Yada Judah.
Yeah.
Or what profit is there of the circumcision? Yada Judah.
Yeah.
Verse 2, what did he say?
Verse 2, much every way.
Much every way. Why? What did he say?
Chiefly.
Stop right there. Chiefly, right there, Mark. Right there before we go any farther. Much everywhere, but they chiefly. They the chief ruler. Continue to read.
Because that unto them.
Because unto them what?
Was committed the
oracles
of Yahweh.
Now, Mother, you're on to something, right? Now, I need you to stay and go read me that 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, one more time. And let's find out what Judah has to do. Only way we can read. That rulers were given, committed the oracles of Yahweh. So, since they got the oracles of Yahweh, what they have to do, according to what we can read.
You said 1 Peter 4:11?
Yes, ma'am.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If any man speak.
Now, that's Judah. Just speak.
Let him speak.
Now, you got to speak.
As the oracles of Yahweh.
Now, stop right there, Mom. Reason why y'all like Judah got to speak according to the oracles of Yahweh, because they were committed to oracles of Yahweh, and they got to be the Torah instructions. Giver. So the only thing you can be speaking about is the oracle. Because that's what you know. That's what we here for to remind you of what did he say in Malachi 4:4, Mother Dear of Israel? Yeah, we want to make sure we get a clear understanding about what we're trying to do here. What do we read?
Remember
you the Torah instruction. But stop right there. Remember, bring that on out. Remember what?
The Torah instruction
alone. With this servant. Now, the thing is, Yahweh just told us, he said, hey,
Yada Judah, I want you to remember the Torah instructions of Moses, them first five books of the Bible. Let's see what he had to say over there in Deuteronomy, right? Let me see, can I pull this on now? I think it's over at 33. I'm touching bases. I'm getting close there, Elder. Touching some around there, around Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. Yeah, we're going to pick it up at verse 1, and we want verse 7, since they did. Maybe at Deuteronomy chapter 33. Give me verse 1 and verse 7. Chapter 33, we're going to get, is that Scottie Pippen? We're going to 33. There's a Scottie Pippen going on over here. We're going to verse 1, and then we're going to verse 7. We're going to make sure Judah get it all. We're going to make sure they understand strictly what's going on here. Because, God, we have a big job to do, too. A big job. Oh, nation not to die.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the blessing of Yadah
Judah. Now, you can drop that in there. That's what we're getting at. This is the blessing of Yadah Judah.
And bring him unto his people.
Now, go back and read that verse 7 one more time. This is the blessing of Yada Judah. And what does he say?
And he said, hear Yahuwah, the voice of
Yada
Judah.
And he said, hear Yahuwah, the voice of Yada Judah. Now, that's, what is that considered to us? A blessing. Mm-hmm. So he said, hear Yahuwah, the voice of Yada Judah. And what else?
Let his hand be sufficient for him. And be you and help to him from his enemies.
So the blessing of Yahdah Judah received was for him to was to bring him unto his people. But he said pray Yahuwah, the voice of Yahdah Judah, and bring him unto his people.
Yeah.
So,
that
the 11 tribes got it all. They got to bow down to Judah. They got to bow down to Judah. And we need some help. We need some help from our enemies.
Meaning he's not hearing them.
Exactly.
He's not hearing them at all.
All y'all will be out of them coming.
Oh my.
If you're not hearing Judah, he ain't hearing you.
Judah
Lee.
Hallelujah. And what's required? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. What's required of Yahdah Judah in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, Mother Eve? And then we're going to preach that to Micah chapter 6, verse 8, Mother Z. So Mother Eve, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, Mother Z. We want Micaiah from the Heavens, shot that one out there. I ain't heard that one so long. Chapter 6, verse
8. Deuteronomy chapter
10,
verse
12. Yes, ma'am. We want to know what's required of Yahdah Judah that's in this law that we should be teaching, but also what we should be doing first. What's required of us?
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, the Yahuwah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Yahuwah, to stand before the Yahuwah, to minister unto him.
Deuteronomy, Mother. I need chapter 10, verse 12. Did I go to 12, 10? Yeah, let me get Deuteronomy 10, verse 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what do the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, desire of thee?
He said, now, Israel, Yahdah Judah, what do it, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you, Judah? What do you say?
but to fear the Yahweh.
But to fear Yahweh, Judah, because you got this first. What does he say?
For Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in all his ways.
Got to do some walking.
And to love him.
Mm-hmm. And you got to do some loving. Well.
And to serve the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. We're going to pop that. Finish that on out. We're going to find out what that love is, too. So they can understand what love is.
With all your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And with all your soul.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh say, it got to be a little love in your eye, huh? So we got to do a little loving going on here, right? So let's find out what he got going on in 1 John. And we're going to pick it up at which way I want to go. We're going to chapter 5, and then we're going to pick it up at verse, we'll get right to it. 3, 6, 8, 10. Come on over there and help me out so my mother Dick can get hers on here. 1
John.
Yeah, we're going to 1 John chapter 5. We're going to verse. In fact, give me one down to 3. Mm-hmm. Hold on. 1 John chapter 5, 1 down to 4. What a little love going on. What a kind of Yahweh say love him with all your mind. What are you talking about? How you doing? 1
John chapter 5, verse 1.
That's me.
1.
Whosoever
believeth that
Yahweh
the Son is Yahweh the Son is born of
Yahweh. That's yeah, just read it right in. Yahweh the Son is born of Yahweh the Father. We're going to pick it up after that.
And everyone that loveth him has begot love.
There's no getting to the Father. You know, no type of way you're not coming to the Son. You can't even love the Father. You love the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh.
So by this we know that we love the children of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.